The Ukrainian government has held talks on the potential decentralization of power in Kiev. Meeting is part of a peace plan crafted by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. As part of the meeting, Ukraine's central authorities have crafted plans to address disaffection in eastern Ukraine by forging a decentralization agenda, which may cede greater powers to regional governments. However, no pro-Russian groups who have already declared independence have been included in those talks. Meeting comes as the Ukrainian government prepares to hold a presidential election to permanently replace former pro-Russian President Viktor Yanukovych. Pro-Russia activists in Luhansk have already declared they will not participate in the elections. The Chinese government is calling for restraint from the Vietnamese side amid the continuing tensions in the South China Sea. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has reportedly made that call during a telephone conversation with Indonesia's foreign minister. Indonesia is a member of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, to which Vietnam is also a member state. His statement follows violent protests against Chinese-owned businesses in southern Vietnam. Anti-China sentiment has been on the rise in Vietnam amid a growing dispute over the Seesha Islands, which are claimed by both China and Vietnam. Unrest began last week after Vietnamese ships attempted to disrupt a Chinese oil drill from entering the waters around the Seesha Islands.